made myself cry again, thinking of mistakes that I made years ago. I can't stop my mind from running, try to chase it, but it's faster than I can go. I'm so scared of things that haven't happened, situations I imagine. Think too much, now I can't tell what's real.
A song called Mountains from Jesse Alexandra. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Now, I'm going to play something from two of my favorite artists of all time. Saul Williams from his debut in 2004, the tune Talk to Strangers, is coming up right after one of my favorite hip-hop songs and artists of all time as well, Nas, released in 1994. Here is Memory Lane, Sitting in the Park on The Jukebox.
It's that upper word. Huff that up, yes, you know what I'm saying? We gon' do a little something like this, you know what I'm saying?
Stay up on this.
Keep it on and on and on and on and, you know what I'm saying? Big Nas, Grand Wizard, dog, what is it
like?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, gang,
that's it.
I rap for listeners, blunt heads, fly ladies and prisoners, Hennessy holders and old school niggas, then I be dissing her. Unofficial, that mo wooly tie. I dropped out of coolie high, gas the block. Cat cutie pie, jungle survivor, move the lava. My man put the battery in my back. A difference for managers. A sentence begins a dented with formality. Moderation's infinite. Money wise, a physiology. Poetry, that's a part of me. Retardedly bop. I dropped the ancient manifested hip hop. Straight off the block, I reminisce a park chance. My man with a for a sheep coat. Chocolate blessing, make me see him dropping my steel mode. It's real, grew up in tripe life. The times of white lines, the hype vibes. Murderous night times, the night fights and bright crimes. Chill on the block with Carniac. Strap with my peeps that's in the drug money market interact. No sign of a beast and a blue Chrysler. I guess that means peace for no second shice device to just snipe ya. Start off the dice, roll a match for crap to CeeLo. What's I bet? So roll a deuce, nothing below.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. Now this shit's explained. I'm taking nicks on a trip straight through memory lane. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
Let me take a trip down memory lane.
check that prognosis. Is the real of showbiz? My window faces shit out. Drug overdoses. Live amongst the roses. Only the drama. For real, this blade is my fate. My medicine is the ganja. Here's my basis. My razor embraces many faces. Your telephone blown. Black stitches of fatulations. People's a petrol. Dramatic. I am an odic. I let blow. And back down popo when I'm vexed. So my pen taps the paper. Then my brain's blank. I see dark streets hustling brothers who keep the same rank. Pumping for something. Some are prosperous or fail. Judges hanging in niggas uncorrect bails. For direct sales, my intellect prevails. From my hanging cross with nails, I reinforce the frail. With lyrics that's real. Word of Christ, a disciple of streets. Trifle on beats, I decipher prophecies. Through a mic to say peace. I hung around the older fools while they sling amps and sting bags. They spoke with fat cat that's like a name. A bell rings, blacks and face scream. About Supreme Team of Jamaica Queens thing. Uptown was outpost, son. Heard he was kingpin, yo. Fuck rappers real, watch the earth stand still. Never talking to snakes, cause the words a man kill. True in the game, as long as blood is blue in my vein. I pull my Heineken brew to my deceased crew in memory lane.
Spot on MTV or get me all the airplay that my bank account would need. I was hoping to invest in a lesson that I learned, and I thought this fool would jump me just because it was my turn. I went to an open space because I knew he wouldn't do it. If somebody there could see him, or somebody else might prove it. And maybe in your eyes it may seem I got punked out because I walked a narrow path and then went and changed my route. But that openness exposed me to a truth I couldn't find in the clenched fists of my ego or the confines of my mind, in the hipness of my swagger or the swagger in my step, or the scowl of my grimace or the meanness of my rep. Cause you represent a truth, son, that changes by the hour. And when you open to it, vulnerability is power. And in that shifting form, you'll find a truth that doesn't change. That truth's living proof of the fact that God is strange. Talk to strangers when family fails and friends lead you astray. When Buddha laughs and Jesus weeps and turns out God is gay. His angels and Messiah's love can come in many forms. In the hallways of your projects or the fat girl in your dorm. And when you finally take the time to see what they're about. And perhaps you find them lonely or their wisdom trips you out. Maybe you'll find your cycles in your back where you began. But come this time around, you'll have someone to hold your hand. Who prays for you, who's there for you, who sends you love and light. Exposes you to parts of you that you once tried to fight. And come this time around, you choose to walk a different path. You'll embrace what you turned away and cry at what you laughed. Cause that's the only way we're gonna make it through this storm. Where ignorance is common sense and senselessness the norm. And flags wave high above the truth and the two never touch. And stolen goods are overpriced and freedom costs too much. And no one seems to recognize the symbols come to life. The bitten apple on the screen and Jesus had a wife. And she was his messiah like that stranger maybe yours. Who holds a subtle knife that carves the worlds like magic doors. And that's what I've been looking for, the bridge from then to now. Was watching BET like, what the f***, this is foul. But that square box can represent the sphere that we live in. The earth is not a flat screen, I ain't trying to fit in. But this ain't for the underground, this here's for the sun. A seed a stranger gave to me and planted on my tongue. And when I look at you, I know I'm not the only one. As a great man once said, there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
My world was empty before Christ came into my life. My days were lonely and dark before He came. The light, just like a song, wanting to be sung, but there was no melody. I never thought there could be happiness in this world for me. But let me tell you that like a song, wanting to be sung, but there was no melody. You see, I never thought there could be happiness in this world for me. But now I know that everything changed. Oh, when we arranged, oh, when He stepped into
coming to you live from Colorado. I am on the road, but I'm still doing the show. That was Andre Crouch and the Disciples with Everything Changed. That's one of my dad's favorite groups and artists of all time. And I love that song from the Oakland gospel rock soul group. Want to know something interesting about Andre Crouch? He could only play piano with the Black Keys, which is where they got their name from. Cool. Well, I think that's where they got their name from. To be honest with you, probably not. But who knows? I just think it's a cool story either way, right? I'm Julian Taylor, and I am your host here on The Jukebox. Juno, nominated reggae singer from Kingston, Jamaica, is coming up on the show, now based in Nova Scotia. Jay Miller and the tune Walk Alone, that's coming up on the show. Denny is also on the show with a song called Know My Worth. Denny is a Tasmanian Aboriginal artist, passionate about her culture, music, and her performance. Kyle McKerney and Trey Hensley are coming up on the show with Lonesome. Kyle's got a brand new record coming out in a couple of months, and he's had a wondrous couple of years. I hope you enjoy Kyle McKerney from Alberta. Ramsey Midwood with Ringmaster is coming up right here, right now. This is from 2006. It's a rock song, and it's from the album Shout Out at the OK Chinese Restaurant. Here it is on the jukebox.
Yeah, whatever.
Lonesome, lonesome,
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
From the bottom, but I'm heading to the top. What? It's my job to lift my mob up with my chosen words. I'm here to leave a legacy with what was spoken first. I'm still pushing under pressure, even though it hurts. So go and tell the industry I've been around, I know my worth.
I don't wanna walk alone. teacher can tell me what it is we do. Bagaroko, does it really feed the soul? Why you still show us all this grace and mercy? Why you never left me out in the cold? We shine your light, but we hardly notice. No, far we too busy out here chasing gold. We're running, but me even know where me I go. Me lost the way, and me no even know why. I suffer. Why we suffer.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Survivors who have evacuated from a wildfire may be anxious to return home when officials give the okay. But experts recommend that before moving back in, people take precautions to stay safe. For example, when you get there, look for fallen trees, downed wires, and lingering embers. Check the exterior of your house for structural damage. Then look inside for signs like sagging floors that could indicate your home is dangerous. And make sure to check for gas leaks before using any electricity. Experts suggest turning on a flashlight before going in to prevent any accidental sparks. When you're ready to clean up, first use a broom to carefully sweep any ash into a pile and dispose of it. Then mop with a damp cloth. And make sure to wear long sleeves, pants, and safety gear because debris and ash can be toxic. Throw away any food that was exposed and follow local guidance on tap water safety, as wildfires can contaminate the drinking water. And finally, as you go through your home, take pictures of any damage and contact your insurance company. As the climate warms, the risk of wildfire will rise in many parts of the country, so it's important for everyone to know how to stay safe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate scientists do not have crystal balls, but they do have climate models that provide remarkably accurate projections of global warming, and have done so for decades. Zeke Hausfather is a research scientist at Berkeley Earth. He looked at climate models dating back to the 1970s and evaluated their predictions for how increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would affect global temperatures.
A lot of those early models ended up proving quite prescient in terms of predicting what would actually happen in the real world in the years after they were published. Of the 17 we looked at, 14 of them were pretty much spot on.
And he says today's climate models are far more advanced. They incorporate vast quantities of data about land cover, air circulation patterns, Earth's rotation, and carbon pollution to create localized projections for heat, precipitation, and sea level rise. And they simulate a range of scenarios
that reflect a wide range of possible futures, you know, a world where we rapidly cut emissions, a world where we rapidly increase emissions, and everything in between.
The models provide reliable projections based on each scenario, but which outcome becomes reality will depend on the steps that people take to reduce carbon pollution and limit climate change. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Julian Taylor.